It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
But Bernstein's family actually has come out with a statement said that they were okay with it.
Yeah, they have. His three kids took to X, about it. And they said that they're very upset because Bradley Cooper, along every step of his amazing journey, consulted with them. It breaks our hearts to see any misrepresentations or What just happened?
We found another gorilla video.
I just showed George a video.
Oh my god!
Two gorillas screwing around in the rain. One's bugging the other one, and the other one isn't having it.
He didn't want to have any of it.
I knew if I showed it to him, that it would stop down the segment.
I'm sorry, Robert.
The
sorry,
man
Bradley
with
Cooper.
The body of a giant and the brain of a child.
I was going to say this. Shouldn't they have a problem with the production company more than Bradley Cooper? He was just told what to put on.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, e-break time, brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. Candidate number uno comes to us from The Invasion. It's one Donovan Lewis, who from time to time turns into Donovan Frog. And I don't know what he ate right before they got back from break, but listen how loud this one is.
I know a lot of eyes will be on Trey Lance because I'm pretty sure he's going to get every single snap of the game on tomorrow. But other than that, who are you looking forward to watching to see if maybe they're on the friend? Excuse me.
What was that?
Just a little casual gurgle.
Excuse me.
We can get that in 8 minutes.
Shut up. someone else is, I think it's an alien in there trying to talk some Cowboys also.
Without Matt here, we need somebody else making weird throat noises.
That was very weird. I apologize to everyone around for the monster inside of me.
I like that you addressed it right away.
I didn't.
It was there. I heard it. I thought, okay, are we going to address this?
Sounded like your protein shake was trying to come back.
Yeah, it's just trying to kill me.
I didn't know it was that gross.
Okay, James, who the hell are you looking forward to watching in this game?
Okay, in fairness to Donovan, I do understand that was amplified, so it wasn't quite
that
loud.
Okay, all right.
But we have another Donovan Frog noise, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So there's Donovan as candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the Morning Musers. I'm up again.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just can't talk.
No, I bet she's around 500, but I'm sticking with 150 for him.
Okay. He's worth a reported $150 million.
Yes. See, I knew his playbook.
Craig always teases out from the messenger what the real answer is rather than examining the actual situation. And she is worth a reported $400 million.
Okay, yeah.
For hot gar... never mind.
We stopped the show, Tyler.
What?
Just forget it. It wasn't going to be a nice comment anyway. I'm going to take it back before I have to apologize.
What just happened, though?
Off my headset. I couldn't get through the word garbage, okay? I just fell down. I couldn't get up.
You're just laying on your broadcast med alert, just hitting it over and over again?
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard to say hot garbage, but I couldn't say it.
Hot garbage.
As we were talking about J-Lo. Never mind. never mind. All right, one more time.
No, I bet she's around 500, but I'm sticking with 150 for him.
Okay. He's worth a reported $150 million.
Yes. See, I knew his playbook.
Craig always teases out from the messenger what the real answer is rather than examining the actual situation. And she is worth a reported $400 million.
Okay, yeah.
For hot gar... never mind.
We stopped the show, Tyler.
What?
Just forget it. It wasn't going to be a nice comment anyway. I'm going to take it back before I have to apologize.
What just happened, though?
Off my headset. I couldn't get through the word garbage, okay? I just I fell down. I couldn't get up.
You were just laying on your broadcast med alert, just hitting it over and over again?
Yeah. All right, there I am, candidate number two. He's back again. It's been a flurry here in the late part of the summer. Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box.
Yes.
Do you think he can land this phrase, accurate recollection?
No way.
Well, maybe. Let's give a listen here.
Okay. And then at 9:30, we'll give our account of the golf course. They have a lot of work to do before this thing goes live.
And I teased this in Twitter. We played one hole with him.
Yep.
You wonder how far he hits the ball. I can give you an accurate recollection, or accurate
one segment.
Screw this.
Got it.
I win. I knew that was going to happen. You know why? Because when you say, I'm going to go eat break free today.
Nope.
That's usually when you kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, why would he make such a proclamation to start that show?
I
guess they got to play a hole with Bryson DeChambeau last week.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what that good. Was about.
You know what's funny about these? Rick Arnett does not have a funny voice, but whenever I hear his voice, I start laughing because I know we're about to hear Craig.
It's Pavlovian.
They're
yeah.
such a great comedy
you know
team.
What's
you know, it's the little one-two punch coming your way. All right, one more time.
And then at 9:30, we'll give our account of the golf course. They have a lot of work to do before this thing goes live.
And I teased this in Twitter. We played one hole with him.
Yep.
You wonder how far he hits the ball. I can give you an accurate recollection, or accurate
one segment.
Screw this.
Got it.
I win. I knew that was going to happen. You know why? Because when you say I'm going to go eat break free today, that's usually when you kill yourself.
Eat break.
All right. All right, there we go.
What did he say? He's in Twitter?
I'm going to put it in Twitter.
I'll put it in Twitter.
Yeah. All right, so is it Donovan?
Put it in Twitter.
Donovan, me, or Craig Rosengarten? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes.
Take laugh.
Yes, losers. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing?
Great.
Happy Friday.
Yep. That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's his bit.
You're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello, sports caller. You are on the air.
Hey, Gordo. It's me, Leather Boy. How you doing?
Lover or leather? What did you say?
Leather Boy.
Okay.
You know who I am.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I want to vote for that big bear, Georgie.
Okay. I don't know if I'm a big bear, but thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
On behalf of P1s against P1 voting, I'd like to defer my vote to the fake Michael Irvin, please. And thank you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to vote for Rosengarten. Closed!
All right, thank you, Michael. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, Jibs. Me, Alex Murdoch.
Oh, hey.
It's your buddy.
It's not my buddy. It's your buddy, apparently. It's addressing you.
How are we doing today, boys?
Okay.
Aren't you in jail right now? You're in prison.
That is correct. Thanks, Jordan. Thank you for knowing that.
It's Gordon, but okay.
Well, I thought I'd call in and give you boys an update. You boys took a month off earlier this summer. Jordan came out to my hunting compound in South Carolina for a tour under the being a prospective buyer. Once on property, he demanded to see the dog kennels where Paul and Mags gunned down.
Yeah.
And Yeah, and once he got there, he started doing a playlist of how they were killed.
I did not.
That's not surprising. Do you have a vote?
And then,
he's got more.
Well, I'd like to vote for Bob and Garrett from Subway's long-lasting friendship.
All right. Okay, jeez.
Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. If you want to see accurate erection, press 1. Rated NC-17 for docking, pegging, edging.
All right.
Dude.
Thank you.
What's going on this week?
Thank you for your time.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Good morning, George.
Morning.
This is James LeBron.
Oh, it's James LeBron. Okay. What do you got?
Should Bart Rager be in the Red Raiders Hall of Fame? 888-787-1310.
You are wasting our time.
Kill me.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Good morning, musers. Let's vote for Rosen Rosen. Have a blessed day.
Okay, you too.
That's how you vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
And how are my sexy fellers doing this morning?
Who's this?
It's Lollipop, your favorite no-arm stripper from Maximus Gentlemen's Club in Wichita Falls.
It just starts sending my brain into a spiral.
Just give us a vote.
Jeb, you remember the noise I used to make out of my lips? Give me Donnie.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'm cheering on Reese at a sexy Mustangs cross-country meet, so I got to make this fast. I'll vote for number 2. Get those legs up, buddy.
Hello, you're on the ticket. And we're talking to you.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Jeb's Hot Gar and Hooter Brown.
Okay. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, Jeb. It's Cruz and Lito.
Hey.
Hey, since I think you've won already, I'm going to vote some of your teammates on your behalf. I'd like to thank Jasper Fant, Dish Boggett, Augustus McCray, Little Joe Epcot, Jake Dobbs, Josh Dietz, P.I., Lorena Wood, Xavier Wands, Lippy, Frog Lip, Old Dan, July Johnson, Roscoe Brown, Peach, Clara Allen,
okay.
Bob Allen.
All right.
Bob Allen, even Clara's husband who'd been kicked in the head by a horse and just laid in the bed all day.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Got a lot of characters in there.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, morning, boys.
Morning.
Can you give me a recap of all the votes so far?
No.
Vote.
George.
Oh, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
George is rough, nutty, and bad tie. Now there's fire in his gut and a pain in his eye. He's gonna run again. He's a bathroom man.
Is that a vote for me? A
vote for George.
Or just a song about me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
No, I bet she's around 500, but I'm sticking with 150 for him.
Okay. He's worth reported $150 million.
Yes. See, I knew his playbook.
Craig always teases out from the messenger what the real answer is rather than examining the actual situation. And she is worth a reported $400 million.
Okay, yeah.
For Hot Gar... never mind.
We stopped the show, Tyler.
What?
Just forget it. It wasn't going to be a nice comment anyway. I'm going to take it back before I have to apologize.
What just happened, though?
Off my headset. I couldn't get through the word garbage, okay? I fell down. I couldn't get up.
You were just laying on your broadcast med alert, just hitting it over and over again?
Yeah. All right, how many wins is that for me?
George, that is your 104th e-break win. You are now 33 behind the all-time leader, Norman Hot Garbage Hitzkus.
All right, thank you very much.
Hot, har, har, har. Hot, har, har, har.